Well, confirmation of what we have already suspected, and I've spoken about this on many occasions. As you know, late last month, 7 people fell ill with deadly food poisoning after eating tuna imported from Thailand at a takeaway cafe on George Street. The 7 contracted so-called scombroid poisoning, which killed the Australian mother and her daughter, Ivana and Nolene Bischoff, last year, hours after they ate contaminated fish in a restaurant in Bali. The George Street Cafe contamination scare was believed to have resulted from poor temperature control or other mishandling in Thailand. Suspected poor temperature controls in Thailand have now been investigated. Well done to the Daily Telegraph. Their journalists have visited 2 Thai canning factories linked to the tuna which was sold to the George Street Cafe. Now, remember, I've been talking for the last couple of weeks about the fact that the Chinese are the biggest buyers of bottled water in the world now. They will not drink the water out of their dams and their reservoirs because it's polluted. But it's that water that waters the fruit and vegetables which they export to us. 70% of our fish is exported, 70%, the bulk of what we get's imported, and it's grown in the waters of Asia fed by sewage. We're joking. Now, here we've got this business about Thailand. Well, the Daily Telegraph, Paul Whittaker, sent some journalists to visit 2 Thai canning factories. What they found would turn you off this tuna for life. I would never be turned on, I'm telling you. But they featured photographs of canned tuna stacked in open warehouses at the factories in temperatures above 35 degrees Celsius. No wonder they might have been contaminated. Piles of rubbish, including crates of empty tuna tins, reportedly litter the exterior of the factories. And workers in the factories told the Daily Telegraph journalists that tuna rooms, where tuna is defrosted, filleted and canned, and that's what we buy, were smelly and messy. And of course, the imported tuna poisoning scandal follows the Chinese frozen berries scandal, which left 18 Australians with hepatitis A. Why are we importing this rubbish? Why do we allow it to come into the country without appropriate inspection? Isn't it time both the government and the outfits who buy and sell this stuff pulled up their socks? Why aren't these people told to meet the same standards as our producers have to meet? And why are Woolworths and Coles and others allowed to continue to sell us, pardon the word, but it is not metaphorical, it's literal, why are they allowed to sell us crap?